Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're going to be glad you did. You hung out with us because we got our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill back with us. Suzanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of ours from way back. She is the lady who helps people understand how to get the grit, how to get the guts, how to find out if you got the guts to be an entrepreneur. She's the author of at least a couple of books. One of them I have in front of me, Employee to Entrepreneur. Another one's brand new. She's going to tell us about in a minute. And she's recently become an elected representative of the people in her area, and we're going to get her to tell us a little bit about that. Suzanne Mulvihill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Now, tell us the title of the new book.
Thank you. Yes, it's called Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. It's a 90-day guide, and it's a 90-day reading for entrepreneurs. I started writing it back in 2003 through my own ups and downs of being an entrepreneur. So you'll have days in there that says, you know, hang out in the unknown, and it talks about, like, dealing with the unknown space of an entrepreneur, trusting time.
Yeah.
Shaking up your routine, and just a day-by-day guide. When I was counseling entrepreneurs as a small business, when I worked for the Small Business Development Center,
right.
I found there was really no daily reading for entrepreneurs to stay motivated.
Well, you'll have to come back another day, and when I have a copy of my own autographed copy of your new book.
I will send you one.
When I have my own autographed copy of your new book, which I currently don't have, but I'm looking forward to that, Suzanne. Whenever that happens, you'll have to come back, and we'll talk about that. But something else has happened recently, and yeah, I think you mentioned this the last time you were here. We didn't dwell on it, but you've recently become a politician.
Yes, an elected official, as I prefer to call myself.
No, you're a politician. We're not going to let you dress this up.
You're not.
But you know, hey, listen. This is a good thing. I mean, I've been telling my audience for a long time. I mean, I haven't necessarily said seek office because that's a really serious decision that I wouldn't presume to encourage anybody to do, except, but I would encourage them if you feel led as you did. I certainly encourage people to do that, but because we need more people in elected office who have made a payroll like you have, and I've been telling people, as you know, Suzanne, for over 11 years on this show, I've been saying, look, folks, if you're a small business owner, you're being impacted by politics, local, state, and federal. You're being impacted by politics, and if you don't get involved and let the people know how you feel, then all you can do is let them assume that you don't care.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. We are all affected. Business owners are affected by politics on a local, regional, national, statewide, on every level. And, you know, even just to give you an example, on our agenda today, there's a noise ordinance that basically says that downtown businesses can only stay, can have noise levels of like 85 decibels after like 10 p.m. that they can't.
Does that include Friday when the business owner is screaming because he doesn't know if he's going to be able to make
it? I just got an email from people, a neighborhood association that is opposed to it because it's going to affect the businesses in downtown. So,
well, see, Suzanne, on Fridays, you know, I mean, that's when the business owner is screaming because they can't make payroll.
I agree. Friday and Saturdays. So these are the kind of things that I'm actually surprised now that I'm in office, and I'm someone who really only went to meetings before when there was something significant that someone would call me and say, oh my gosh, our beach is, you know, there's something on the agenda. But we make major multi-million-dollar decisions, and it's important that business owners at least review the agenda of their, you know, go online of their local city and see what's on the agenda that could impact them. Because the voice of the people is the voice of decision.
Right.
So we make decisions for the people, and if we don't hear the voice of the people, then we're making the decision based on our own information.
Now, you're a council member, is that right?
I'm a council. Yes, it's called in the city of Lake Worth. It's called a commissioner. I'm in the Lake. I'm in
you're
Lake
a commissioner.
Worth, Florida.
Now, but you're a county commissioner or a city commissioner?
City commissioner.
Okay, and so you have a district that you represent, right?
I represent
are you at
a
large?
District. I have to live in a district, but I serve the whole community. So
you're at large.
Right.
Yes.
At large. Exactly.
Is everybody at large?
Yes, our whole commission. There's
all commissioners. Okay, because now a lot of times, sometimes, folks, as you may know, there'll be districts in your city or area or your county, and you serve a certain area, and somebody else serves another area, and you run against people in your area like a representative would.
Right.
But in your area, everybody's at large. That's interesting. That's an interesting way to do it. So you get to cover the whole area.
Yeah, how big is district? So I ran against people in my own district.
Right, right. So. But how many people? I see what you mean. So you run in your district, but you serve at large.
Exactly, that's correct.
I got you. Okay, so what about how many members are on the commission?
There's five total. There's four commissioners and a mayor.
And who's in charge of the commission? The mayor or chairman?
The mayor is, in charge per se, but we all are equal in terms of our decision-making powers and abilities.
Because sometimes the mayor is obviously the leader of the city, but there's a president or a chairman of the commission who runs the commission.
No, we don't have a vice. The county level has, like, a chairman.
Right. Well, the point I'm making, I guess, is that lots of different ways of doing this.
Yep.
But the main thing is you got involved and you how was the experience of running for office?
That's a world of its own. something unlike I had ever quite experienced before. I mean, I beat an incumbent. You know, I ran in and we had an election. You have to win by 51%.
Was there dirty politics?
No. I mean, I don't like.
Oh, come on! How about just a little bit? Maybe you don't have any stories to tell us.
Any stories to tell you?
No, I'm teasing. It's okay. If you don't have any, we won't dredge any up.
No, I'll just tell you something. I thought it was interesting, just even in my own experience of trying to, like, raise $20,000 to run for office and, you know, making calls. And then it took me 3 months, Jim, to raise $10,000.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the runoff, when I made it to the runoff with the incumbent, I ended up. It wasn't just me. The campaign raised $14,000 in 10 days.
Wow.
And it was just amazing to me to see what can be accomplished. And that was through community, just people getting involved and being involved
right.
and seeing.
But you went out and knocked on doors and said, hi, I'm Suzanne.
I knocked on doors for 3 months.
Will you vote for me? And here's what I stand for. And you did it, and you made it happen. When we come back, we're gonna get Suzanne to tell us how... You know, how we can all get a little bit more involved in our communities and how that all rose up. It rose all the way up, folks, to Washington, D.C. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Suzanne Mobenhill is our guest. Stay with us. Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. Don't forget all the things you can do there. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the blog, which we update on a regular basis, the newsletter, you can subscribe to that. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. You can listen, you can read, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Suzanne Mobenhill has been a significant part of our world for a long time now and has deposited lots of words of wisdom, which we still have there, all the way back to when she first joined us. Suzanne, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
I'm at emotionalendurance.com.
All right. And give us the name of that new book again. Is it out now?
The new book is out. It's available through Amazon.com and through any of the retailers. It's Empowerment for Entrepreneurs, a 90-day guide.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to get Suzanne back another day to talk to us about that a little bit more. Okay, Suzanne, what would you tell people? Do you recommend that people try to run for office?
Well, at the very least, Jim, I would recommend that they get involved in their local government.
Maybe get involved in a campaign at first, right?
Or
somebody,
even just,
maybe somebody else's campaign to see what it looks like.
If there's an opportunity to make a difference in their community, to go to, get to know who's their commissioner, who represents their community. What decisions are being made? Because that's really, that's in those city hall meetings is where decisions are made.
Right.
So find out first what's happening. Make a recommendation. I mean, I got an email last 2 weeks ago from a resident who suggested we participate, our city participates in Earth Hour. So during the commission meeting and during my commission comments, I can make a suggestion that the city participate in Earth Hour. And
yeah.
It was done. So
and you're gonna recommend that your city get involved in Small Business Week, which is the third week of May this year.
Yep, I'm making that recommendation that we do a proclamation and join National Small Business.
So what is that? A lot of people do proclamations, and a lot of people think that's just jawboning, people doing things that make people feel good. Do proclamations really matter?
Well, what the proclamations do is it makes a statement, and there's action that usually is behind it. So when I asked for Bicycle Week, Month, and we had a ride.
I bet they love you. I bet the established folks down there love you in Lake Worth. You being the new commissioner and everything.
It's fabulous.
I mean, Bicycle Week, Earth Week.
We were in the Wall Street Journal, Jim, a couple of weeks ago, in the travel section of Off the Beaten Path. Lake Worth got, and I went to go look for like a little sentence about us. We had a whole like nice article about where to stay and what
That's
to
great.
Eat, and so Lake Worth is an underdeveloped, a little coastal enclave artsy community right on the intercoastal, just south of Palm Beach.
Right. Now, a lot of communities, the local cable company will televise the city proceedings. Do you have that down there?
Can people watch that? We don't have it televised yet. We do have everything online here in our city. So if someone's out of the area,
you stream the meetings online.
They're streamed online. That's correct.
Good. That's good.
Yep.
That's what you ought to do, though. You ought to get the local cable company to offer that.
Yeah, we're looking into that.
So that'd be a new project for you to get into trouble over there, Susan.
I'm sure there's a couple I can find to get in trouble over.
I don't think you. It's not. I mean, it's not like you need me to help you with that or anything. But that's just another idea. In case you run out of trouble making ideas, that'd be something you ought to look into.
Oh, I will, Jim. Thank you.
I'm always here to help you, Suzanne. You know me.
No, thank you.
So let me ask you a question. A lot of people don't have time to get involved. They're so busy, and it really. I know that sometimes people say that's an excuse, but they really are, especially these days, Suzanne. If people can't really get as involved as you have become in the local business, what could they do? What would be something they could do that would really make a difference?
Well, one thing is to ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, just find out where they need help. I got an email from a small business owner about 2 weeks ago, because he knows my background is all in small business and small business development, and said, how can I find out about how to get a loan now since I can't get an equity line of credit? Do you know any banks?
Mm-hmm.
So I made a call to the Small Business Development Center, to a gentleman I know there who is a liaison to many banks, and put the two together.
Wow, so, good for you.
So all it comes down to is asking questions. If a business owner needs an answer, call their council person to find out, and just understand the basic dynamics of their business community.
You might be amazed at the support and the assistance
absolutely.
That would be available just by calling somebody.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm one who really didn't get involved at all. I mean, I wasn't on any local boards. I was, I was traveling internationally.
Right.
And I would just advocated. For our community, and that's led to being involved at another entirely different level. But it's extremely satisfying, and to help businesses with their own emotional endurance. I mean,
how much time is it taking? How much of your time is?
Oh, 30 hours a week. We have
30 hours a week.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So it's like a full-time job.
Yeah, it's pretty much right now. It is.
Wow.
Much full-time. Yep. It's what I'm. I made a commitment.
So this is like almost your new. That's your new profession, then, isn't it?
Yes. I mean,
well,
I am.
Well, are we going to be looking at? Are we going to be looking at Congresswoman Mulvihill soon?
I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead.
Hey, you let me know. We'll help you with that.
Thank you, Jim.
I'd like to see, I want to see you in Washington.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Suzanne, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne Mulvihill. Thanks,
thank
Suzanne.
You,
see you next time.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, right back with Joe Knight. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.